Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, man, shout out to Jack and Diane and their family. Literally, Jack and Diane. How funny is that, Orin? You may have to wrap up the show with some John Cougar melon balls. They're up on 316, said the traffic is, well, what you'd expect on Friday when Texas plays Georgia for folks that are heading on up there. Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell wrapping things up tonight with the Falcons taking on a Carolina team that's really, let's be honest, the last two times we played these guys, they made things look really bad. We had an outside shot at the playoffs at the end of last season. We needed to win and the Bucs to lose, and that didn't happen. But we got beat, and Bryce Young, you made him look like Joe Montana, and our defense, it was kind of like the cherry on top of the caca sundae for how bad things looked when Jimmy Lake was relieved of duty and Coach Rod took over, and you still couldn't get any kind of synergy in the secondary. We didn't have a single sack in that game. We go into this game, as we mentioned in the Falcon Report, we're fifth in the league in sacks, which is friggin' great. Bad news is, any major running back who goes up against us lights us up like a pinball machine. So, Christian McCaffrey, we know what happened out in San Francisco. If you just saw the Berlin game, Jonathan Taylor, we gave up the Falcons franchise rushing record for an opposing player. So, now you come in with Rico Dowdle. Again, it's not like this guy's, you know, Earl Campbell or somebody. He's not that kind of back. But he has had some explosive plays, and he's been making things happen. And they're going to try to establish the run game and do some of the same things they did in Carolina. And this is where the wobble started, and we first started getting a little concerned about Michael Penix Jr. And this is where he looked as awful as he's looked. A complete 180 for how good. Close your eyes, not if you're driving, when Michael Penix Jr. came out. And it was, and once he got that interception out of the way against the Commanders, leads him on a scoring drive, makes that amazing throw whoosh, into Kyle Pitts, who holds onto the ball in traffic. Those kind of plays just don't seem to be happening right now. So it's been a lot of controversy around Michael Penix Jr. and what he said or what he didn't say. Now, for those who don't remember, we talked about it because I got to be honest. When we were up at Flowery Branch, and this was at the end of the show on Wednesday before 6, it's like a big nothing burger to us. We know how Allison Mastrangelo from Channel 2 asked the question, and it was basically, hey, who do you look for when you're struggling, maybe as a sounding board? He didn't really, and like Mike's got enough on his freaking plate right now. Maybe he didn't quite get the gist of the question, because we've spoken to Kalen DeBoer about talking to Michael Penix. We've spoken with Michael Penix Jr. about talking to Kalen DeBoer. And, you know, knocking around with his old boss. And not like he's going to sit there and break down game film. But Michael said, you know, he talked to his fiance and knows that she's got, you know, confidence in him and this and that. So what they did was they took the answer and just threw it out there on social media, where it made it sound like, no, I get no support from anyone. No, I don't have anyone to lean out of the building. In other words, at practice, they just call the plays, he throws, executes, and that's it. And he sits in the quarterback room alone by himself playing Tetris. You know, and that's not the case. So it happened to be, I got to be honest with you, a case where maybe the Falcons didn't realize just how big a story it is, because it's the NFL. You're coming off the NFL Europe game in Germany. And all of a sudden, this quote, completely taken out of context, that he's got no one, he turns to no one, there is no one to help him. All of a sudden, Rich Eisen's talking about it. You know, Colin Coward's talking about it. It's all over social media. And then everybody who just takes stuff and sticks it on the wall like Florio in pro football. There were some folks who realized what it was, and a great job by Allison at Channel 2. She put out the entire piece of audio. Oren, we talked about this earlier in the show, so you get the context of it. Well, anyway, earlier today, Coach Raheem Morris had to address it, and he was talking about it with our friend Mark Raimondi from ESPN, and here's what Coach said. Quote, He said the misappropriation of Penix's video clip was a joke. He said that he and Penix were laughing about it, hearty har har, at practice. I just feel bad for the kid, Raheem said, because he has had to deal with the discourse. He went on to say, you know, hey, the kid's got enough to deal with on his plate, like third downs. Which, and that's where Oren and I said, you know, I don't really need to go that far with it. But, hey, he decided to. He said that, Penix is, I joke with the quarterback room, DJ Williams. There's an article today where D. Orlando Ledbetter spoke with him. So just to reassert, yes, there is communication between offensive coaches from the OC, the quarterback's coach, passing game coordinator, all that stuff together. But it just, the last thing we needed, because the Falcons looked dysfunctional enough on their own, was to have this story get legs, which it then did, which made us look like a bunch of knuckleheads. Hopefully that won't be the case. I was trying to explain this to listeners, and the funny part about this stuff, you know how social media works. I got a guy going, yeah, but you see at the game, nobody's talking to him. No, Kirk Cousins isn't talking to him. The coaches, you really think that Michael Penix Jr. isn't on those pads? You know, those MacBooks that they use for the NFL with the play? Yes, they have these interactions. Right. If you are one of those knuckleheads who's dumb enough to stand behind the bench instead of being in your really good seats, you know, up there on the 100th level, you show me Michael Penix Jr. sitting by himself with no one assisting him, okay? And you get that to me this week, because I'm looking at the bench from where I sit in section 342. I'm up, by the way, row one. If you're up by the 10-yard line, come up and see us. But as I learned today with my doctor's physical, maybe no more shots, because apparently I'm over the limit, because there's only so many servings of alcohol you're supposed to have, you know, if you're, you know, of a certain age.
And apparently you work with two choir boys back here, me and Day-Day, who don't do anything at all.
I mentioned this earlier in Guy Talk. I looked at Carl. Carl's looking at me like, my name's Paul, and that's between y'all. Carl was like, give me enough rope to hang myself on this subject. I had my annual physical today, and my Dr. Jake was like, you know, you need to dial that back. Please, Dr. Jake. Hey, man, Saturday from noon to 2, that's tomorrow, join Allie Mack at Rick Case Kia in Duluth as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand, which can bring the tailgater out back and other prizes. Plus, another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game of pro football. Again, that's Saturday, guys, noon to 2 at Rick Case Kia in Duluth. Allie Mack hitting those streets with 92.9 The Game. The other thing, and real quick, I meant to mention this in Guy Talk. I just saw this little story. I was going to save this for later in the show and clear my throat, but I got something else for you. I saw a story from Evan Sidry, who does an NBA column. He writes, amongst for other places, for Forbes, and he's had some stuff published in other outlets. Listen to this little factoid for Hawks fans. We had Steve Kuhn on about an hour ago talking about this amazing 4-game win streak that started against the Clippers here. Then they went West Coast, played the other LA team. You know, I should say beat the Lakers, then they beat the Clippers. Now it's a 4-game win streak. Listen to this. Rival executives believe the Hawks will shop Kristaps Porzingis' large $30.7 million expiring contract ahead of February's deadline for a win-now piece. Now, we were of the opinion Kristaps would be one of those pieces that would help put us over the top when we get into one of those guaranteed seeded positions, not the play-in. But the article goes on to say, with the continued emergence of Onyeka Okongwu, who just went for 32, Porzingis' salary could net Atlanta a real difference maker for a playoff run. Oh, you buy that? Because, I mean, I understand the logic. Porzingis, it always like, okay, we always felt it was a short-term deal with him anyway. But if you could get some really nice pieces and our sort of center by committee continues to work with Okongwu being the first amongst equals, it's not a crazy idea, is it?
No, it's not. And plus, too, Muhammad Gay is giving you a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In terms of defensive ability off the bench, too, and size. And he's scoring, you know, not bad. He gets you 8 or 9 points a game out there, too. So the emergence of him. But if Kristaps can get you a big, another big that can protect the rim, or I don't know what else you would need at this point. But if it brings you back a piece you think can put you over the top and help you get to that championship, I mean, by all means, this team did a really good job this offseason in not tying themselves down with a lot of long-term contracts, a lot of high salary long-term deals, in part because, too, hey, if something comes about, or something comes around that, you know, you can get with an expiring contract, you got a guy like Kristaps who you can go ahead and shop.
Hey, it's not the worst idea I've heard. And, again, nothing against Kristaps, but we always knew there would be some load management involved because of his, you know, aches and pains and his age. He was out DNP. It was one of those rest nights last night in Utah, and we talked about Okongwu going off. Phoenix up next. Hawks get back in town at home on Tuesday, taking on the Detroit Pistons, really one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. The other thing that comes up anytime the Hawks play for an extended period without Trae Young is the Hawks are better without Trae Young. What kind of knucklehead would put that out there? What kind of person would stoop to that? Oh, Steak Shapiro. I just read this from 8 hours earlier today. I'm not saying the Hawks are better when Trae doesn't play. What I'm saying is his style of play definitely holds back numerous teammates.
How about Okongwu?
So basically, Steak, in a sort of a passive-aggressive way of talking about it, kind of reinforces those who feel that Trae, you know, when he's out, we look like a different team. But look, Trae is at times a defensive liability, but with Dyson Daniels and all the other pieces we've added, and NAW and all these other dudes, we can have him on the floor because he's an all-star. And when you get into, guys, with all due respect to the four-game win streak, it's the time of the year where, dare I say, some NBA players aren't giving max effort. And then the key is for Quinn Snyder, whether he's wearing his Sally Jesse Raphael glasses or not, is to find the way to blend the great way these guys are playing. Vic Krejci, another country heard from, everyone doing their job is to then encompass Trae into that. And then you're supposed to have all the matchups that potentially in the playoffs as a 4 or 5 seed or better, somebody can't deal with. So with all due respect, I still can't truck with that concept. I know when you see it now and you say, hey, look at that. Talk to me when it really matters. And Trae is still a guy that can do things that nobody else on this team can do. You know, you still need a point guard. Anyway, that's my two cents, because it comes up every time.
You run a title without Ronald Acuna, but that doesn't mean in the long term you don't want Ronald Acuna to not be a part of your basketball team.
Right. Ronald Acuna,
with Trae, yeah.
Ronald Acuna, by the way, who wins the NL Comeback Player of the Year Award. So we got some hardware. We already talked about the Rookie of the Year for Drake Baldwin, and he probably could have had probably 20, 30 more starts if Snicker, you know, hadn't just, you know, stuck with Murph as much as he did. But potentially good things for the Braves. We talked about that earlier on the show. You can always rewind, guys, on the Odyssey app. We're talking about, are the Braves going to be spenders? And a new wrinkle for Dukes and Bell. It's been like, how many now? 2 months now? Check out our little new little thing called Behind the Curtain. We do it about 11 to 11:15 each morning. It's on Twitch and YouTube, where we kind of get into like the number one story. It's a lot of Falcon content, especially if we're hot and bothered about something with the Falcons early in the week. And then you'll hear us kind of, you know, show you who's on the show, what's going down, and you basically kind of how we make the donuts, take you behind the curtain. So we call it Behind the Curtain, again, on Twitch and YouTube Monday through Friday. Guys, you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Who's working tonight at 7? What's coming up? Because it's playoff time.
The high school scoreboard show with Garrett Chapman behind me is going to be hosting. And we got all of our reporters, including Day Day, out in Locust Grove, out and about.
Hey, man, I know that I don't want to pick favorites because there's folks up at Denmark High School in Forsyth, but my coach Small, my buddy, they adopted me when I moved down to Sharpsburg, Georgia, Look, you had your chances. Coach Small claiming on waivers on Twitter. He goes, you're coming down here, even though Northgate's like a mile and a half away. So I've been an East Coweta fan in my Friday Night Lights, and they've had a real rough and tumble schedule. But he thinks that playing a tough bunch of opponents hopefully will, you know, show them some clutch tonight when they take on Denmark, a team who's on a hot streak of their own. That'll be part of the scoreboard tonight as it's Garrett Chapman. We like to call him Fix-It Felix, the most positive energy source, a man who would never misappropriate a Michael Penix quote for a chance to gain followers or clickbait. That's not how he operates. So stay tuned tonight. And as we said, we put money into this thing, man. We got guys all over the state of Georgia letting you know what's going on for your sons and everybody out there for high school football tonight. Carl's also got Skyhawks tonight. I believe that's on Peachtree TV, so you can check that out too. Hey, man, I'll see you at Mercedes-Benz up in 342. If you see that my wife is not there, no, my wife has not quit on the Falcons. Now, she could have gone to the game and taken a later flight, but, you know, with the airport and the TSA jam, she's moving it up. She wanted me to say to her, again, now my wife's got fans. But anyway, if you don't see Becky, and it's me and Johnny Plops, it's not that Becky has quit on the Falcons. She's just got business things to do on the road. With that, let's clear our throat. All right, man. Great week and great job. Thanks to Steve Coonan for joining us. We had a great interview with Barbara Dooley because she's always money. You can always rewind on the Odyssey app. That goes back to 4 o'clock on Thursday and find that. And you can follow us. Carl's put them up. See Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL, and at Dukes and Bell 929 and see what the station has got us doing and where we're going to be. So just like yesterday, if we're up in a neighborhood bar of yours, come by and see Dukes and Bell and holla at your boys. All right, last night I'm watching the Thursday night game on Amazon. And, you know, you're watching Vrabel and you're saying, you know, we interviewed that guy. You know, Vrabel's got a, you know, he's got a playing personality. That dude has got, you know, let's be honest. He's got that juice. He's got that extra sauce. Now, granted, he does have a guy in his hip pocket in Josh McDaniels, who's one of the great play callers, if not a good head coach. But, man, it just made me wonder. Look how quickly they turned that around. Drake May was taken before Michael Penix Jr. He did have more reps and more starts than Michael Penix Jr. But now they're throwing this guy in the MVP conversation. We actually made him look kind of, you know, pedestrian at times when we were up there in New England. But I just, man, I hope Raheem and company can find a way to get things fixed. But if I'm honest, I just don't think we got the brain power in the building. You see other coaching staffs around the league that are getting after it. And we're just inconsistent. The good news is, guys, we can win three in a row. The Bucs have got a tough game against Buffalo. We can close the gap. I just haven't let too much water out. All right, guys, have a great weekend. If you love the show, tell your friends. If not, you know what? They're probably passive-aggressive about Trey's role on the Hawks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.